What's happening, guys? It's Adam here. Just a quick word from our sponsors before we kick off today's episode. That is beer52.com. Beer52 is the UK's most popular craft beer discovery club. They're number one, baby. And they'll send you some amazing beers every month, and you can rate and review them via their website to earn points and rewards. Now, every month's beers that you get sent will have a brand new theme. Past themes have been the beers of Germany, California, Belgium, Korea, New Zealand, South Africa, and many, many more. And they've kindly given our listeners an exclusive offer. You'll get a free case of 8 beers, an award-winning beer magazine, and a tasty snack the second you sign up. They'll send them out in the post to you, and you can't catch corona from the post. All you have to do is pay a few quid for the delivery, and you can cancel or pause your membership at any time. Sign up now at beer52.com/word. That's our exclusive link. That's beer52.com/WORD. You'll claim your free case of beer, and for every person that signs up via that link only, they slide us a little bit of money. That supports the podcast. It helps us out. It's win-win. So do us a favour. Pause the pod here. Go and do that now, and then enjoy the episode. Nice one. See you in a bit.
Fucking did it in one take, bro.
Yeah, man.
Now, I'm getting the word nonce.
Cha! Upset me, nasty bitch.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Oh, Jesus.
I'm big boned. I'm heavy structure. I'm hung low. If I pull my shit out, this whole room get dark.
Disgusting.
It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel like podcasting with video on YouTube, on social media at Have a Word Pod. You're listening to the funniest podcast in the game. Have a Word. Shut down dailies. Let's get through this mess together.
Sweet Caroline.
Oh my God. Da, da, da.
Good times never feel so good. So good.
Oh, that
so
just good, reminded me of the Cricket so World good. Cup. Fucking hell, that's just taking me back. Oh, that Cricket World Cup was fun. Really good. Sorry we're recording a little bit late. Neither of us are bad at this. We're very good at keeping time, aren't we? But occasionally we're like, lad, can we just knock this back 15 or half an hour? But I was like, yep. I need a full half an hour because I was painting the doorstep. It's one of them jobs I've had to do, and I fucking really feel good that I've done it. But as I was doing it, I was like, shit, am I going to get ripped for painting a doorstep? Maybe I won't tell him I was painting a doorstep. If he says, why were you late? I'll say, oh, I was doing some editing. No, fuck, I'm going to say I've got... Is it Tory to paint a doorstep? Is it fucking Tory to have a doorstep?
Proper, lower than working class to paint a doorstep.
Nice! Yes, mate!
Yeah. You're like middle class scum.
What?
You're trying to assimilate. You know what you are? You're liberal Democrat there. That's what that is. That's Tory that wants to be Labour.
You're
a fucking red Tory, mate. That's what you are. You're a classic Blairite. Oh, I'm just like you. Look at me painting my doorstep. Look at this. Meanwhile, I've got a 4-bedroom house and a fucking good pension.
Wow. You were nearly right up until the end. Adam, you are my fucking pension. This is my pension. If this doesn't work...
Daddy gonna be sucking dick on the doorstep. Come on, I suck your dick on my doorstep. Goddamn, that's a nice doorstep. Maybe get my dick sucked.
That's going to be the fourth Patreon tier eventually, isn't it? 20 quid a month, you get one blowjob from Dan.
I think we've already offered that out. I'm so cheap. I gave it out as part of the tenor. You look really nice, Adam. You've had a shave. You've got your flowy little fringe. Not that I'm saying I'm jealous, but you do look better for it.
And yeah, I forgot to grab a hat. So that's why my hair's out. But I've had a shave. It was getting a bit wild. I liked it. I wanted to sort of keep letting it grow and see how ridiculous it could get. But Jade said she wasn't gonna fuck me until I shaved it. So
not into
I gotta
it.
Shave.
You look about 6 years younger, which I think says a lot about Jade, really.
What if she's a nonce?
It was implied. But you just didn't let the implication stand. Yeah, that must be nice to have hair, hey? If I take that much hair off, I look like I'm coming out of like chemo. That's how bad that looks. If I took even...
Fucking hell. Heavy drop that. 2.5 minutes into the podcast, we've got a chemotherapy reference. Fuck me. Where's today's pod going to go from there? What did they start? Cancer jokes. Where did they end up? You do not want to know, my child. You do not want to know.
Sometimes I think that, I think if you go too hard to, because some people have sent us some stuff, like, and they're like, oh, you should do this. And if you start too hard line, I think you can end up coming full circle and just talking about, like, Eccles cakes. Do you know what I mean? So there's a chance that because we've gone, like, chemo and sucking dick within the first 3 minutes, this ends up just going, so what do you think about devolution for Scotland, Adam? Your thoughts?
Speaking of sucking dick, right? Dude.
Everyone in Scotland was like, what the fuck? This is going to get interesting. Oh, no, duck sucking at us.
You trim your pubes.
Oh, yes, mate. Oh, right. Of course. Oh. If I can't grow hair on my head, I can't have a fucking bushy pubes, can I?
But I want to know what you do. Like, what, you know, when you're finished, like,
yeah.
How would you describe your area from sort of, you know, just the bit under your tummy, like the start of your pubic region.
Oh, yeah.
From the top there down to like the back of your balls. What does...
Right.
What's going on?
I'll talk you through the stages. I trim my chest hair because I'm not, again...
Fuck, you're starting way higher than I do.
I start...
You're going to trim me pubes, babe. Starting with me neck.
I'll talk you through it. This is genuine. I don't usually have a beard. When the shutdown happened, I went mental and I was like, I don't want it. I'm just going to be fresh. And I regret that. Now I'm growing it back. I shave from like my fucking Adam's apple down, trim that. Oh, I've nicked a nipple in the past. So sometimes I just have hairy nipples and then shave the rest. And then there's that. Then the pubes, I take the zero. I just go sideways for the pubes. I leave about a centimetre and a half of some growth because I don't want to look like bald hair, pubes. I need something. But I take off the big, you know, like the top of the V, I take that off, right? So then I leave that sort of like bit between your belt line and where your dick starts. That's like the patio in it, that bit.
So the bit between your belt line and where your dick starts is all gone.
Basically, all gone. And then there's like a centimetre of sort of trim pubes, and then I wet shave my balls.
See,
and then never shave the gooch because it itches within a couple of days. Oh, I'm in a mistake so many times.
It is this is going to sound like I'm just trying to disagree with you.
No, but if you say you shave arsehole first, this is going to be dressing top down again.
Not quite that far, but like from my belt line to me dick, I keep like exactly 6 millimeters of hair because that's what I put my shaver setting on.
Right.
And then from like a centimeter above me dick,
right,
including all of me dick and me balls, I use like a proper wet razor, you know, like a Gillette Mac 3.
So hang on. You've got 6 mil of hair on up top, and then from the top of the dick down over the balls, absolutely nothing.
Yeah, so
wait, what your dick looks like an American soldier in my head.
My dick looks like you with an afro.
Nice one. In my head I was like, oh yeah, fuck you.
Do you want to see?
No,
I want to show you my dick just like the top bit.
I think you can get kicked off Zoom for this sort of shit. Go on, let's have a look. Oh my god, he's gonna do it. Oh god!
Disgusting!
Oh god, he's taking it. Oh, he's in his. Oh! I didn't think he was gonna do. Oh! That's it, Adam. We're in the 10th second of it. Fucking move your laptop, fam.
PC.
I prefer cancer jokes. Right. Why did you feel the inclination to see me? Let's show me that. When I was painting a doorstep, I was like, I hope he doesn't rip me too much. I didn't think he's going to get his dick out today. Just the top of his dick. Episode 173 of the podcast. Right. Now. I'm going to try and be honest and detach from the emotion of what I see, because I think I've just been sexually abused via a laptop and Zoom. I did not get super fast broadband to see that with my eyes. Do you remember I told you about amateur porn that I don't like it because the guys are out of shape? I felt like that was the first 15 seconds of amateur porn, and then my laptop buffered or something, or the internet connected out, and I had an erection looking at your fucking gooch. Not gooch, the patio. What do you call that bit between the belt? Like a guy who's in shape was like, do you mean your stomach? No. My stomach is big and it sort of rolls over the belt line. And then there's that little flat bit that just refuses to gain weight because it's been held in by a belt since I was 11. It's
no man's land, isn't it?
Yeah, but the no man's land is the old perineum, isn't it? The gooch between the dick and the belt.
No, because that's the gooch. This is no man's land.
Okay, fair enough.
There's nothing happening there. You know what I mean? We'll call it the beaches of Normandy. So the bit between your belly and your dick.
So many died at Dunkirk as they took their last breath. I hope my sacrifice gets remembered on a fucking podcast. 80 years from now, these fucking idiots. Adam, where are you wandering off? I'm genuinely worried about what's coming back into shot when you wander off now. Oh, thank God, it's closed. It looks clean. It looks clean. I didn't enjoy it, and I think I'm a victim now. But if I'm putting my medical, hat on as a medical professional, which I'm not, I think it looks like a clean way of keeping the garden, trimmed.
Okay, well, out to our listeners, if you all want to send us a photo of your Normandy, and we'll let you know whether we think, get them in to haveawordpod@gmail.com. No, Daniel, no! Oh, you're going to show me? Oh, no. It can't be that bald.
No, it's not bald. Let me just show you. Look. I think it's the same. Got this like growth on my balls though.
Oh no! No! I didn't get anything. You did not have to show me your testicles.
That would have been a bad one for Laura to walk in on, I think, because she's she's already a bit suspicious of the podcast. Like, she's a little bit suspicious because I think of the amount of R. Kelly we keep singing. I'm tell you what I'm bad for. Just if I have a bath, I'm not a big bath guy. Love a shower, two or three.
That's how I shave me balls.
Dangerous when you're like, oh, here's my Gillette Mac 3, and here I am, nothing to do. La 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 la, and then you just start fucking going for it.
No, that's what I did last night, and it worked really well. I've never shaved my balls in the bath before. I normally like hover over the toilet, but it worked really well.
Yeah, I think good ball upkeep is, it's
gentlemanly, isn't it?
You've gone from fucking part little tubby Wolverine to you've got a job interview. I don't know why you'd shave your balls for a job interview. Fucking hell.
Like, some women try and make like the hair on the genitals a feminist issue, don't they? And they're like, no, I'm not giving into the patriarchy, and if I want to have 18 inches of hair, then that's my right as a woman. And it's like, yeah, but you just want to keep it nice and tidy for any sexual partners. No one likes a big rug down there, do they?
Well, not in summer trading as well. Jesus Christ. A muff rug that big will really ruin lesbian cricket for the season, won't it?
Get your sweaty rug out.
Yeah, but have you noticed on porn the old pubs are coming back a little bit? There's been a bit more pub action in the last 2 or 3 years. Like, pubes are coming back a bit.
No, well, I haven't noticed.
No, well,
I don't check the year. It's not when I find a porn video to watch. It's not like I'm selecting a wine and I'm like, what? What year is this? I don't know whether it's 2016 or from 10 years ago.
A great year for Lesbian Bukake.
You can do what you want with your pubs, but if you're a guy and you're like, I don't do anything with them, I just think, you know, if you want anyone to go anywhere near it, just they shouldn't need a machete. Is that fair?
You shouldn't have to like move pubes out the way to get to a dick to suck.
Yeah. Like a fucking, like one of your nana's old fly drapes.
Yeah.
Ooh, what's this?
It shouldn't be like, you know, like when you're in your nan's and she's got those drapes and you have to like peel them back to look whether your taxi's there yet.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be like that, should it?
No.
You should be able to see the taxi the second you look towards the window.
It's classic boredom though, isn't it? Have you ever shaved your bumhole?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
All right, word from, have you not?
No.
Oh, sometimes I have a little. Yeah, I have a little shave over the bummer.
What for?
I'll keep the boys happy. No, just again, just through boredom. That's like, you know, while you're down there, one side, on the other.
I think I'd like get out of breath trying to shave me one more.
Jade, have you got a minute?
Can you bring my inhaler?
Bring my inhaler, some Dettol. We're doing it again. No, Adam! No! We are!
They were waxing.
I've waxed my back. I went to get my back waxed and I just saw the look of just regret. I saw the woman question her life choices before she did it and I never went back. Because she was very professional. Oh no, it's fine, I do it all the time. But I saw that little thing in her eye like, fuck my life, I should have got a GMVQ.
See, the hair on my back is like grows weirdly patchy. So I haven't got hair all over my back, but I've got like three patches of hair.
You've got...
It's like I've got three very big moles.
Oh.
Like three 8-inch moles.
This is going to be a difficult one for people to have listened to, I think. Even though they've not seen what we both saw, I think they were like, oh, chemo guys, that's a bit much. And by now they're like, no, that was... That was fine. I've got loads.
I went full shave last night, so I got my beard trimmed all that up, and then I was like, well, you know, in for a penny, let's go for the old, because I'd let my nether region get a bit wild as well, to be honest. It was, my face was mirroring my pubic region.
I feel like we've gone into too much detail. Do you ever shave fully anymore? You always have some form of facial hair. Do you ever shave the beard off completely?
I did it about 3 or 4 months ago, and it was such a bad mistake. And also, I've got to live with it for 10 years because a couple of days into having had a shave, I had to get a passport photo done.
Ah, fuck.
So, I don't look like me when I'm I look a lot younger when I'm shaved. I look my age probably when I'm, or even a bit younger when I'm completely clean shaven.
Oh, yeah. It's nice that the beards are in fashion. I shaved and then someone on Twitter called me a nonce within a day and a half, so that was nice, wasn't it? Yeah. I hate it when... Do you know, I hate anything where you think you have to change what you wear or look like. Like, I'd be fucked trying to get a job interview. If it was like, well, you need to shave for the job interview, I'd be like, I even resent having to dress up for corporates when they're like, oh, it's a corporate gig and we're putting you... But you do have to dress up in a black tie. You're like, oh, just fuck off.
Do you have like set things that you'll do for set amounts of money when it comes to corporates?
Like, I will not be told what to wear until it gets to £1,000, and then I'll wear a fucking clown suit. That's how that goes. Like a grand, I'd be like, what do you want me to wear?
I'm stricter than that. So my lowest fee for the corporate is £1,000.
Yeah,
through my agents anyway. And for £1,000, I'll wear dark jeans with a proper shirt and a blazer.
Yeah, that's basically what I wear as well. I haven't got a suit.
£2,000, I'll put a suit on.
Right, because you can buy a suit with part of the £2,000. That's how I'd see it. I was like, if you pay me £2,000, I'll spend a fucking 150 of that on a suit. Yeah. What would you wear for £3,000?
For £3,000, they can put more restrictions on what I say.
For £5,000, Adam. For five. For a David Dickinson.
I've got £5,000. You know, if I turn up at a corporate and it's only like £1,000, or if I get it come through my agent. And they're like, right, but they don't want any jokes about this, 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 and this. I just won't do it.
Right, yeah.
Like, they can tell me not to say like cunt and twat at a grand, but it's like £2,000 and above. That's when I start going, right, tell me what I can and can't say.
There's two things here. If you're listening going, are you fucking for real talking about this level of money? We're like, these gigs aren't every week, by the way. So no, if anyone's like thinking,
once every 6 months.
Are these fucking millionaires? Are these fucking millionaires? No, we're dickheads who shave our fucking balls. We're unemployed dickheads who are now ball shavers. But occasionally these gigs drop in.
Let's just state this. They're the hardest gigs in the world. They're tough. You go onto a room of 150 people. It's on big circle tables. So half of the room are facing the opposite direction to you. They weren't expecting comedy. They don't want comedy. You get given a microphone that doesn't really work. And no one really, there's no compere going, give us a cheer if you've been to comedy before. There's none of that. It's just, now, ladies and gentlemen, now that we've done the deaths of the year and all and everyone we fired, rest in peace to those guys. We've now got comedian, I believe. His name is Adam Rowie. And Adam Rowie. Adam Rowie, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. That's your introduction, isn't it? Awful.
It's not glamour. It's danger money. They are paying you, but they're not paying you because there's literally no way that £1,000, the amount of time, like we'll do 25 minutes in the midweek. I will do 25 minutes at a good local comedy club for a mate for 80 quid, 100 quid. A corporate on a Wednesday, it's an awards evening for the cunt fucking. It's £1,000, and this, you're doing the same amount of time. You're doing a lot of the same jokes that they're paying you because you do not want to be there. And it's an awful. Yeah, yeah. And some comics just have that threshold where they're like, nah, I'm not going. I just don't do it. It just doesn't suit me. And I'm not the most corporate-y comic. I've not written a corporate set like Adam was saying. Yeah. Sometimes you just, but okay, I'll probably do 2 a year, maybe 3 a year. And the worst ones are the ones where you've already done it. You hated it and they liked you. That's the worst. And they're like, oh, you did so much better than Mike Fucknut last year. We'll have you back next year. I remember doing this and I actually upped the money because I was like, I hated that. So I basically doubled what I asked for. Yeah. They came back, met me halfway. It was all the bills and the mortgage in one fucking night. And the reason it was awful was actually at the gig, wasn't great. It wasn't terrible. It was the 3 weeks before it when I kept thinking about the fucking gig. I was like, oh, fuck, I hate this. Oh, God, it's going to be bad. And it was a bit shit. It wasn't terrible. It wasn't like soul aching. It was the build up of like, it felt like, you know, at school when someone's like, I'm going to fucking twat you. And then the whole of the afternoon, you're like, oh, fuck, I'm going to get twatted. It felt like the comedy. And I didn't get into comedy to feel like, yeah.
Oh, that was magical. We said that at the same time. You didn't get into comedy for that. And if someone said to you, you can only do corporate gigs for the rest of your life. If someone said that to me, I'd say, no, I'll go and do something else because they're so soul destroying and shit. And comedy is arguably underpaid at other levels. So it's those overpaid gigs like them where you're like, do you know what? I'm willing to do this 3, 4, 5, 6 times a year to go, well, that tops me earnings up from the rest of the year.
It can pay, those gigs can pay for an Edinburgh.
pay for Edinburgh, yeah.
My God, Adam.
We're in sync.
Because
people don't realise, every person I speak to about the Edinburgh Festival who's not involved in that industry, they're like, oh, it must be amazing. You must get a lot of money to perform every day. And you're like, well, before you get up there, you're about 12 grand in the hole. And then you're trying to earn that money back from £5 ticket sales. So
2 years ago, I broke even. By the end of the festival, by the very end of the festival, I broke even. And me and Laura were like, haven't we done well? And to be fair, I did a lower budget, smaller room, just around the corner from you. We hung out loads that festival. Yeah. And then we were like, oh, amazing, I broke even. And then I worked out what I'd earned the August before.
So I was like,
shit, yeah, that's right. I was back at zero. Fuck. And those corporates can pay. I'd hate to be one of those acts who are like, yeah, I don't really like corporates, but they pay so well, I do 2 a week. I don't really do normal gigs because they don't like any idiosyncrasies. They fucking hate most stories. They want stereotypes and piss take. Well, I'll tell you what, Scottish people are tight. Hey! Yorkshire people are tight. Hey! Welsh people are tight. Irish people like a drink. It's the worst type of fucking stand-up, and they lap that shit up. And then if you do a joke about you, most of my jokes are about my life, and you're meant to laugh at them. There's meant to be like a laugh of recognition or whatever, or any nuance or any opinion or any hint at politics. And a corporate crowd are like, "What the fuck are you talking about this for?" And you're like, "Yeah. You don't want it. You're in a work environment. You've not come to see stand-up. I'm inflicting opinions and my life on you." Whereas if you go, "Scottish people are fucking well tight," they're like, "Hey, very good, very fucking good." It's so depressing, that type of stand-up.
But they can't, like, for a certain price, like, they can tell us what to do and what they want us to say and whatever. And that's why, because of gigs like that, that's why I'm so staunchly on the side of, if you come to a comedy club, you're not allowed to get upset by anything any of us say, because you're a guest in our house. If you come to a comedy club, you're coming into our environment, and we get to decide what we're saying. You can't tell me I can't joke about whatever, because I'm where I'm supposed to be. You're a guest here. If you don't like it, fucking get out. I'm not asked. If it's a private gig, you can go, "We don't want any jokes about giraffes." Don't come to a comedy club and tell me I can't do me fucking 6-minute giraffe bit, all right?
Yeah. And to be fair, if you're thinking, well, can you just, we have no rights as a punter at a comedy club, you just have the right to not laugh. And if 200 people sat around you are on your side, you're right and we're wrong. And if we get that wrong enough and you get that right enough, then either we'll not get booked or we'll change our stuff. But what people like doing is going, "Excuse me, I don't like this bit. Shut the fuck up." Whereas at a corporate for $2,000, if the manager's like, "I don't like this bit," you're like, "Great, well, I'm sucking the corporate cock, so I'll say what you want me to say." And I just don't think that's good for your soul, is it, really?
If you're one person in a comedy club full of 300 people going, "I don't like this, actually, but there's 299 people who do," you're a dickhead. It's okay to not like it, but to try and get everyone else to change their opinion on whether they like it. I'm sure on one of Joe Rogan's episodes, I think it was Rogan, he spoke about this with a guest, and he said it's like going to a restaurant and you not liking the food and then trying to get everyone else to stop eating because you're not fucking happy with the dinner.
Oh, look, that is... I hear a lot of analogies about stand-up, and he has fucking nailed that. That is beautiful.
"I don't like carbonara. I don't like carbonara. Can you all stop eating carbonara, please?
This carbonara is too spicy. Is this a hate crime?" "No, you just don't like spicy food, you fucking dick."
Let's have a word from our sponsor.
Oh, let's talk about car wheels. Now then, lads, I want to tell you about Trans Alloy Wheels Limited. Alloy wheel refurbishments, car bodywork and customization services in Leeds and throughout West Yorkshire. Basically, these guys can sort your wheels out. And if you listen to this thinking, "Well, I'm not like a boy racer, I'm not that bothered about my car," mate, I drive a Volvo. And after the fucking Rona, I'm going to these guys at Trans Alloy Wheels Limited when I'm gigging in Yorkshire, and I'm going to get them to sort out the alloys that are all scuffed up and fucked on my Volvo V40. So even if you've got a sensible dadmobile or you've inherited your nana's banger, soup up the wheels, get them sorted. If you park like a bell end, get them tidied up, make them look smarter. Go the full hog, get them jazzed up, get them glitzy, get them gold. Just live your life through your alloy wheels. They can add value to your car and make it look fucking smart. They use the same techniques as the biggest car manufacturers, and they offer powder coating, diamond cutting, painting, new tyres, acid stripping and shot blasting, tyre fitting and removal. They do car body repairs, and they have a pickup and delivery service. They also do insurance work. These guys have got amazing reviews online. Come and get your wheels souped up, changed and refurbished. And this is the best bit. All Have A Word listeners will receive 25% off everything. I'm going, I'm getting my saving. These guys are amazing. Trans Alloy Wheels Limited. Get them on Facebook, Insta, online, the lot. Nice one, lads.
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling triggered. It must be Have A Word with Adam and Dave.
Oh, Adam, I've got some varied and interesting tales and stories from our glorious listeners on the subject of nicknames. This is from Peter Ronnie Williams. And he starts, "Hi, Thigh High and Dave." "Love the podcast. It's fantastic. And I listen every day while I'm in work. On the subject of nicknames, my nickname is Ronnie. All because in first year at high school, we had to dress up for some reason, and I went as a clown. But because I had wavy ginger hair, someone said I looked like Ronald McDonald. It stuck, and now 29 years later, I'm still known by it. To this day, with a few of my friends not even knowing my real name is Peter. I even had two different signatures, one for official stuff signed Peter and one for birthday cards and stuff signed Ronnie. Oh my God. Do you know what? I love stuff like that. I love, and these lads are very good at this. Just going, no, we're just going to keep doing it. Yeah, we're going to keep doing that. but I was seven. Don't give a fuck, it stuck.
I've got a funny nickname sent to me before. I put a before and after photo of me shave on my Instagram. If you don't already follow me on Instagram, please go and do it. It's at Adam Rowe Comedian. And the podcast's on there as well, at Have a Word Pod. That's for our Instagram users.
Oh, quickly, before you start, go and find our YouTube channel. Have a Word Pod has got a YouTube channel. Go and have a look. Subscribe. It's got the longer clips from the videos of the podcast. If we get to over 100 subscribers, because we've not pushed the YouTube at all, we get to basically name the YouTube channel, which will be great.
Yeah, we get to have a URL.
Because as soon as we come out of the shutdown, the big drive now is the podcast is great. We wanna push the videos and get longer videos and better videos on YouTube. So sorry, Adam, the nickname.
Yeah, so I on my Instagram earlier, I put a before and after photo of the me having a shave, and on both of them, I was like shifting my eyes to my right. So Paul Blair, the owner of Hot Water Comedy Club, sent me both of them and said, "Why are you doing that with your eyes?" And I said, "Well, me when I'm looking directly at a camera on my own in like a mugshot situation, which is the style of photo taken, my eye drives me mad because it just looks a bit weird. So I was just looking to the right because I was a bit self-conscious about my eye." And he told me about his mate who had a bog eye when he was little. And his mate's nickname was Millie Granby because of his eye. Got any guesses as to why his nickname might be Millie Granby?
Millie Granby.
It's because there was two streets at the opposite ends of Toxteth where he's from. One's Millie Street and one's Granby Street, and he had one eye looking at Millie Street and one eye looking at Granby Street. To this day, Jesus. He's called Millie Granby. All right, Millie Granby, lad.
Do you know the kid who first named, who thought of that? If that was a kid who thought of that nickname, that is the same twatty instinct that would make a brilliant stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
If you've got it in you to go, that's fucking funny. One eye's looking that way, one eye's looking that way. We'll do the names of the street as your nickname. That's the same. You know when you see American roasts? That's basically the same level of joke writing.
I used to get Heighton and New Brighton. One eye in Heighton, one in New Brighton.
Oh, and it rhymed. Fuck.
Talky and crocky.
Tucky and Crocky, the Noggy Dogs, the Noggy fucking Dogs. I love it that Peter has been doing this for so long that he has two signatures because his mates are such dickheads. It's stuck for 29 years. If he doesn't sound like cards, happy birthday, Ronnie, they're like, who the fuck is this from? Jill? Who's Peter? We've got a dead granddad story. When my granddad was dying, we were told we could let him eat. No, by the way, if you're a first-time listener, this might be a bit of a culture shock. But here, we do dead granddad stories. We do any funny dead relative stories. If you've got them, send them in. So, this is from Ashley Bowman. When my granddad was dying, we were told we could let him eat and drink what he likes. And one of his favourites was licorice all sorts. After 3 days of being sat by his bedside night and day, my dad bought me some licorice all sorts, so I decided to share them with my granddad. I gave him a piece of the coconut ones, and 2 minutes later, he started to struggle to breathe. It's because he had been a chain smoker all his life, but he started to struggle to breathe, and he died. The family said he had choked on the licorice all sorts, which was not true, just a coincidence. He was really ill. He had respiratory problems. Fast forward to his funeral, and the family placed a Bertie Bassett-shaped licorice all-sort tub on the front of his coffin. Ashley Bowman. Beautifully done. Again, I love I love how cunty families are, even in the face of death. Like, yeah, granddad's gone, honey. Should we blame Ashley though, just to fuck him up? the fucking confectionist of death.
Your granddad choked on a licorice or that.
I
seen a boss bit of graffiti earlier. Someone put it on Facebook or something. It was a "your da cried at your holy communion."
Your da cried at your holy communion.
Yeah. How funny is that?
This next one lacks something. Zach Howard has emailed in, and the email is entitled "My Dad is Dead," and it reads, "That's all, really." That's it. He just emailed that. Oh,
okay.
He went out of his day. He went out of his way to think, "Oh yeah, you know, you're doing dead granddad stories and dead relative stories. I'll email that. My dad's dead. That's it." Sort of didn't get the point of it. This is an absolute belter from Thomas. "All right, Lids, long-time listener but first-time emailer here. As a high-risk individual nearing a month in isolation, your pod is getting me through the days, and I genuinely look forward to it as a highlight of my day. And I've signed up to the Patreon. Appreciate you, fam. Really hope I can make it to the live show when this is all over. I'm writing in with a story. Now, I know it isn't a dead relative story. It isn't a have a word or a would you rather, but I thought you'd love to hear this. This is the story of the greatest Christmas panto ever. In my primary school back in 1999, my head teacher decided we should do a Christmas panto based on Christmases through the millennium. As you can imagine, a lot of this was fucking mental. I myself played in a Hawaiian. To this day, I still have no fucking clue what a Hawaiian has to do with Christmas. But my best mate had it worse. Now, we're from Wales, and my mate has a very non-Welsh name. His name is Christian Kreischer, which is Austrian German. And my head teacher decided that the role he should play in our primary school Christmas panto was Adolf Hitler. As if giving the Austro-German kid the role of Hitler wasn't bad enough, my head teacher gave him the role because, and I quote, "He looks a bit like Hitler, doesn't he?" His mother didn't complain, didn't boot off. She supplied the Hitler costume. He did the entire scene for the parents, including the Hitler salute, and nobody batted an eyelid. It still blows my mind that this was allowed, even at the time, even back in 1999. And to this day, his nickname is Hitler in the group chat. I swear to God, this is the truth. And for evidence, here is a photo of him on stage in his role. All the best with the podcast. Hopefully see you soon. Thomas, absolutely fucking superb."
Hey, I've got a little story for you about Mike.
He sent the picture. Play, you know. He sent the picture, Adam. It feels too good to be true, that story. I have a picture of a child dressed up as Hitler on the fucking laptop. And I will post it when I release... When I release the episode today, I'll put that as the artwork. No, hang on. Or maybe I won't.
Oh, maybe not.
Could you imagine losing the Twitter account, trying to explain to Twitter?
Send it to me first. I'll vet it. And then we'll decide whether it violates Twitter's rules and regulations. I was in the nursery nativity play, right? And I was the only kid who was given a speaking part, right? So I was playing the innkeeper, right? So I had to say, so that it was being narrated by the teacher, the nursery person, whatever you call her.
Yeah, yeah.
And so she's like, "Yes, and Mary and Joseph went into the blah, blah." And I had to go, "No room, go away." That was my line. Right?
I can't wait for you to have kids so I can come and see the school panto, the scouse panto. "No, lads, there's no fucking room in here."
So I was nervous, and my dad was like, "You've got to fucking nail this, lad. You got to nail it." So we practiced for like a week. You're right. So she says this and you say what? And I'm like, "No room, go away." He's like, "More conviction, Adam. You're the innkeeper. It's your place." And I'm like, "No room, go away." And he's like, "No, you need to be more confident. No room, go away." And eventually we got it down. So obviously all the parents are there for the school nativity. My dad's on the front row. He brought his little camcorder with him. And I only seen this video again about a year and a half ago or something when he dug it out of his fucking attic. And he showed me, so he's pointing it right at me. He's like, Mary and Joseph went into the inn and said, we'd like a room, please. And I go, no room, go away. And there's a 2 second pause. And then I look right down my dad's camera and go, I did it, dad.
Oh, and all the other parents look to your dad like, okay, good luck with that one. I honestly thought it was going to go way more scouse than that and you were just going to get carried away and just be like, fuck off!
Get the fuck out of my inn! There's no room! Get you, your baby, and that fucking fella who thinks you didn't get shagged behind the bin, get all out of me fucking inn, alright? Oh, son of God, is it? Is that what he believes? Does he believe you haven't been shagging around? You're a hussy, love. You're a hussy. Get out the fucking travel lodge, girl. Go and see if the Premier Inn will have you, you daft cunt.
His baby, her baby dies the fucking God.
Rat. You're telling me that's God's kid to get in this place. I'm not soft, me. I'm not your husband. He looks like a knobhead, him.
Where are you from? You fucking wolves. From Nazareth. Nazareth's fucking good as wolves, mate. Oh. Oh dear, Thomas, I don't know that's going to be beaten for a wee while. That is an absolute belter. If you have stories, virginity stories, if you have stories about nicknames, haveawordpod@gmail.com. We'll do some would you rathers tomorrow. Virginity
stories, breakup stories.
Oh yeah.
Would you rathers. Relatives.
We'll do some virginity stories tomorrow. Fuck it. We've got some corkers.
Some corkers. I've got a would you rather for you.
Oh, you... I didn't expect this.
Would you rather be itchy for the rest of your life or, like, sticky? So, like, imagine, you know, like, when your hands are all sticky because you've, like, got, like, honey on them or something.
Yeah. Who's that sticky from? Because someone sent that in, didn't they? So we need to...
Kano 81.
I've got a skin disorder, so... borderline fucking itchy already.
No, this is proper itchy.
Like, oh, thanks, mate. I got creams and everything.
Oh, yeah, no, but you're not like you'd be itching now constantly throughout the pod.
Yeah, it's horrible, isn't it? You look like a smackhead. Sticky though. Ugh.
Yeah, and if you're sticky when you shake hands with people as well, they're like, ugh.
Oh yeah. At least itchy is just your own nightmare. Sticky. You just can't fucking touch anyone, can you? That sounded really pervid.
Yeah, right. No, right. Don't worry, I've not got their own and I'm just sticky.
I'd rather be sticky, me.
You always just fucking pick the other side just for shits and giggles, don't you? Justify being sticky.
Why are you so angry?
It's indefensible, sir. It's indefensible.
I'm
ringing the bullshit bell. Oh, shit.
No. Hang on. You hadn't even really answered. So you'd rather be itchy?
Yeah.
Why? He's going to look like you're trying to get your next bit of crack.
You're going to look like a fucking absolute nightmare if you're sticky like...
No, you don't look any different when you're sticky.
You got to look a little bit different, haven't you?
No.
Or you could never go down a slide again. Doing these adverts makes me want to go to Vauxhall Comedy Club so much. When the shutdown is over, when we're free, when venues are open again, if you like comedy and you're in London, or if you're visiting the Big Smoke, go and watch some live stand-up at the Vauxhall Comedy Club. It's just over the water, near the West End, really central. On a Friday and Saturday night, they have an amazing offer where they do as much booze as you can get, a bottomless booze comedy night, amazing comedians from the TV, from the circuit, it's 90 minutes, free wine, cider, beer, and it's just £25. There's also a Spirit and Mixer bottomless ticket, and there's also an entry ticket that's just £10. Vauxhall Comedy Club is open Monday to Saturday, and it's right next to the amazing Vauxhall Street Food Garden. So obviously right now you can't go, but as soon as you can, Get down there, enjoy yourself. Adam's played it, I'm looking forward to playing it. And in the meantime, hit them up on socials at Vauxhall Comedy Club on Instagram, at Vauxhall Comedy on Twitter, and Vauxhall Comedy Club on Facebook. The show is 18 and over, so if you look young and fresh, take your ID. And if you look like me, fucking Grandad Dave, you'll get right in. See you there, Vauxhall Comedy Club. Nice one.
Two mics, two lids, and a lot of time on their hands. This is Have a Word.
What's happened?
I just got a notification from me stock market app. I'm watching the price of oil. I'm waiting for it to hit rock bottom so I can invest in some oil.
This has not painted you as the working class hero very, very well. I was worried. I was literally worried before this podcast about painting a doorstep and you going, you're a fucking sorry. Ooh, your ma paints doorsteps. You're fucking sorry. And now you're like, actually, sometimes I say no to 2,000 because they try and tell me to shave my beard, and I'm also looking to invest in oil.
Well, oil's
who's sticky
gone long,
now?
Man.
Who's fucking sticky now, you fucking sorry?
Have you not seen how low the price of oil's gone?
Yeah, just go and fill up your fucking tank like everyone else. Stop trying to trade stocks.
No, have you seen? It's like it's got negative value at the minute, crude oil.
Where are you going to keep it?
No. Oh, you moron. That is the
Jade,
problem,
though. Jade, I've got four barrels. we're moving your bike.
That is the problem, though. They've got nowhere to store it. You can't turn, like, the collection of crude oil, you can't turn it on and off easily. It takes time to turn it off.
Right, yeah.
Because no one's flying and there's not many people driving about.
I've got a garage,
They've got so much oil that they've now got no storage for it, and it will cost them less money to give oil away than it will to find storage space for it. So it's got negative value. It's like minus $40 a barrel. You'll basically get paid $40 at the minute to take a barrel of oil.
I've got a garage and I've got space at the back of the garden. I might invest. Is that how it works?
It keeps dropping. The price of oil keeps dropping and dropping and dropping. And when it hits its rock bottom, it's a fucking guarantee. You can buy about 10 grand's worth of oil and only risk about 1,500 quid of your own money.
Talk me through that.
So you only have to have 10% of the equity you want to buy.
Right. I'm lost.
But then if your money in the account gets to less than 10% of the value, then it'll start automatically selling for it and you'll essentially lose a lot of money.
All right, you have to have money in the account before it's like, you dickhead, you can't just, it's not like playing champ.
Basically, you can buy 10 times the amount. So if you had a grand in your account, you could buy $10 grand's worth. But if that dropped even by a penny, it'd start selling for you because you've now got less than 10%.
Right, so when do you think it's going to hit rock bottom, stock trader Adam?
Oh, Jesus. I reckon maybe tomorrow. And I'm ready to go.
Oh, yeah. How much are you putting in, mate?
I put 200 quid in.
So what's...
I'll get about 250 out in about 6 months.
Excuse me. You're going to put 200 in to try and make 50 quid back?
You could basically, based on my calculations, if you were to buy about 10 grand's worth right now, in about 2 months, you'd have about 17, 18 grand to take out. But you'd only risk a grand for that, so you could make 8 grand profit off a grand.
Feels good, doesn't it? Are you going to put 10 grand in?
Might buy 10 grand worth of oil put a grand in, yeah.
Right, cool. Before you do that, could you pay
out my savings?
Could you pay that invoice that I sent to you? just before you do that. Okay, cool.
I'm risking my savings here, man. Trying to get a holiday book for when this is all over.
Yeah. Wow. I have to admit, the way you think there is just... I think being married, that is such a high-risk thing. Because if I did that, even on a smaller scale, Laura would be like, so where the fuck has that money gone? And then I'd have to explain myself with the misremembered shit you just said. I'd be like, no, Laura, no, idiot, right? Because the sheiks in the Middle East, they don't have enough SO garages, right? And they run out of space in their garage. What? Hang on. And then they were like, it's dead cheap. And it was basically a free thing. So I gave them, I don't know. Yeah, I'd be in a lot of shit if I did that.
Whereas I said to Jade, I'm going to take money out of my savings. And she was like, really? And I was like, yeah. And she can't tell me anything, mate, because we're not married. There's no ring on that finger. If I want to spend a grand of my £1,200 savings, I fucking can, lad. Okay?
Yeah, give it time. What's the time scale on you getting married with Jade? What do you reckon?
I haven't put a time limit on that. I reckon another 5 years, and then I'll think about maybe asking the question if she behaves.
I want it to happen quicker, just so you stop flaunting this financial freedom in front of me. Never get a joint account, bro. That's what I'm saying.
It's time for Have a Word with Adam and Dan. You send us some problems you have with your friends, but lately it's more problems with your family, because you're not allowed to see your friends because you're not free. We're in lockdown, 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 lockdown.
That's too long now.
Ring, ring. What?
Cool. That was great. I love it, but it got too long. It was a 48-second song.
Okay, lads, can you have a word with my hypocritical bitch of a girlfriend?
Oh, Jesus.
She's having a go at me because I've put a bit of weight on during the shutdown. When I say a bit, I mean a bit. It might be half a stone. That's about it. She's saying this isn't what she signed up for, because usually I keep myself super fit, and that's one of the reasons she was attracted to me. The thing is, I work in construction, so usually I'm on my feet all day and constantly lifting stuff, so it's very hard to put any weight on. That's gone away for the time being, and my diet hasn't really changed, so I've put a few pounds on, and now she won't shut up about it. The thing is, she's at least 2 dress sizes bigger than when we met, so who the fuck is she to say anything to me? I said this to her the other night, and she's been really moody with me ever since. Have a word and tell her that it's either acceptable for both of us to talk about weight, or it's acceptable for neither of us. Nice one, lads. Andrew.
I mean, I feel the first part of it really rung true, because I am 100% half a stone heavier than I was at the start of the shutdown. All them biscuits have been eaten. And Laura said that I looked jowly the other day, which is fucking brutal. But Adam's missus, that does not paint her in a very fuck... Andrew, it does not paint her in a very good fucking light, that, does it? You're fatter. No, I'm not. I'm just saying it. I'm saying it because I'm worried about your health. And even though I find it sexually repulsive, it's your long-term health I'm actually worried about. I'm trying to save your life by calling you a fat twat. That's what I'm doing. No, I'm not being mean. This heart disease is real. Lose some weight, you're disgusting. Well, you look a bit bigger. How dare you? You bastard. Yeah.
See, this is the opposite bit of male privilege, isn't it? This is female privilege. They get to talk about our tits, but we're not allowed to talk about them thick thighs that they be putting on. You need to get on the treadmill too, bitch. You need to work them pounds off. I didn't sign up for this shit. I didn't sign up for you needing to take selfies from above to hide that second chin.
Don't, honestly, I only take selfie with drones. I think fuck it off and just get big together. Just get a couple of fucking mobility scooters and just it'll take a. I mean, who knows what the shutdown's doing? Maybe it goes longer. Get all them biscuits, go to B&M, get a multi-pack of them big cheap biscuits, and then just flop out your gun. You know, we were talking about the patio. Let everything beyond the patio just get big and just flop it out over the handlebars, and just the two of you can just fucking scoot together like, I love you, Andrew. I love you, big lass. Just do it. Just get a big strong bed, move it downstairs. Oh, disgusting.
Sounds like he's up for that. Sounds like she's not, though. It sounds like she is like, I should be allowed to get fat because I'm a woman, and you can't talk about my weight because I am body positive, so it's fine for me. But you still need to keep me sexually engaged, and that's only going to happen if you've got a six pack. So maybe you should build us a fucking wall in the garden or something to keep yourself in shape, because I just can't handle you being half a stone fucking heavier. Do you know what I mean? Didn't sign up for this,
Andrew. I don't even want an extension, but you need to build the extension for our relationship. You need to build something, do some construction. Yeah, no, it's not a good sign that she's talking like that. You know, she probably doesn't see that she's put weight on and him saying that's ridiculous. But that's where, like, lads, oh, no, you're not. We're sensitive, you're not. Like, it still hurts your feelings when someone's like, all right, fat lad, what are you doing? Like, socially, we're not allowed to be like, Jesus, that's really hurt my confidence there. Because it sounds like, oh, you're a fucking big soft lad. But as soon as you hint at, like, well, fair enough, like, fair enough, you've said that, but let me say this, you're looking a little bit thicker than a Snickers. Oh, that is really insensitive. No, it's not, yeah, right, it's right.
Do you know what I think, lad?
She sounds like a bellend.
You're absolutely in the right. And I think what you need to do is next time she brings it up, you need to go more aggressive with it. I reckon that's the way to do it. I reckon next time she's like, look, I've said this a few times now, you need to lose a bit of weight. You need to go, listen, you fat fucking bitch, shut your fucking mouth or get on the treadmill. Either lose the weight with me or watch your fucking lip.
Jesus Christ. I've noticed that the longer you go on one email, the more you wind yourself up. Like, you're like, in your head, you must be like, right, I've said what I think. Now we need to take it up a notch. It's like a piece of material. Like, what am I going to close on? Andrew, don't say that. Don't say just.
Why can't he?
Just lean into it. Just lean into it. Get tubby.
Yeah, get tubby. But if she starts whinging again, I'm with you. They should get fat together. But if she starts whinging again, he needs to... needs to stand his ground. Shut up, fatty, fatty, boom, boom.
I feel like Jade should have texted at this point. I feel fatty. I should have heard a ping. You're in shit. Good luck with that one. Good luck with that relationship. Sounds good. Sounds like a healthy time. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because I can't believe you're not with me on...
I am. I was told... If you listen to everything I've said, I'm totally with you. Until you went, hey, lad, say this. Listen, you fat fucking bitch. And then I was like, whoa. I feel like what's happened there is you and me are mates. We're out for a drink. Someone started on us and you were like, is that out of order? Yeah, yeah. And I'm with you. And then you throw the first punch and I'm in there with you and we're both fighting. And then you get a gun out and shoot someone in the head 3 times. And I'm like, lad, you took that. Way. Where did the gun come from? Why do you even bring a gun out? That's how that felt. Like that went. I was with you, and then you murdered 2 people.
But those people wouldn't have got shot if they didn't mind their own business.
Okay, it's such a scouser in you.
You know what I seen earlier? I want to have a word with someone, actually. Okay,
go on.
Someone put on Facebook, I've decided that from tomorrow, because she's a hairdresser.
Right.
She said, I've decided from tomorrow that I'm going to start doing... let me get it up so I know exactly what she said. I've decided that as of tomorrow, I will work from home for people who are desperate to get their hair done. I will only be offering cuts and cut and blows. It will be appointment-based only, so there is only one person at a time. After each person, I'll be sanitising all the tools used. Ladies and girls, 25 quid. Gents and boys, 10 quid for the course, 15 for the fade, cut and beard, 15 quid. Message me to book in. I mean, who the fuck is she to be like, I've decided that I'm now an essential worker because, you know, I'm watching a lot of selfies go up and everyone needs their fucking haircut. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I don't know which tack you expect me to take, but I'm going to say this. I think she's an inspiration. I think she votes Republican. I think she's a Trump supporter. And I'm going to take her lead, and from tomorrow I'll be running corporate gigs in my living room, and I'm only doing corporates for 15 to 20, like a small company, not an animal. I'm not a dick. I'm not irresponsible, Adam. Small company. My fee is 800 quid, and I will wear whatever the fuck you want, unitard, clown suit. I'll shave my bum hole. You can see it. You can not see it. Yeah, I think we'll have gigs at my house. And that's it. Because I'll wash everything down. I'll wash the mic down. I'll wash the mic lead down. Sanitized, isn't it? So what's the problem? What could possibly be the problem?
Okay, cool. Have you got any gigs going?
Fucking stupid bit. Oh, yeah, I got it. Really? It's fucking fat. Fucking nuts.
You know what's really funny? The first comment on that post is just the words, stupid bitch, right? It was the first comment, just stupid bitch. And I love that insult because it's got so many layers to it for just two words. You're stupid. You're a woman, and you're a woman I don't like.
A bitch isn't necessarily just a woman, is it? You can.
It is.
No, it's not.
It is. Sam's, if you call a man a bitch, it's not the same as calling a woman a bitch, is it? If you call a man a bitch, you're basically calling him a whiner, which is calling him a woman.
I have decided to step off this island.
I'm not saying I agree with that, but that's what the way it's used. Defo.
Any women listening? Disgusting. I'm with you, sisters.
Hang on. Right. If I said to you, stop being a bitch, what would you have to be doing for me to say that to you as a man?
Yeah, all right. Fair enough. Yeah. I see your point. Yeah. It's just aggressive.
If I said to Laura, stop being a bitch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What would she have to be doing for me to say that to her as a woman?
It's, I don't know.
It's definitely a gendered term. I'm not saying I agree with that.
I think the podcast would be in trouble if you came to this house and said that.
I've been having lots of vegetables and I'm now Wokey McWoke face, okay? So I'm not saying I use that word, but it's definitely a gendered term. So go fuck yourself, sir, okay?
God, you're such a little bitch when you get on your eyes. Fucking full of vegetables.
That's a fucking pod, isn't it?
Converge.
Today's band is called Weekends Away, and their song is called Far From Here. I listened to this one before when I was prepping the pod. It's fucking sick. Go and find them on social media, Weekends Away with Far From Here. We'll see you all in a day or so. In a bit, guys.
See you later.
Sometimes I think to myself that I will be stuck in the same place forever. My dreams are so far away, but then I think to myself I will find my way. There is something great outside this place I knew as a child. There will be something great outside that will make us smile, but that thing is far from here. A child, there will be something.